Hello, Naked and Feral here.
Hello.
And we are here to talk about a complicated situation. I know. We are here to talk about when you first start dating somebody, when you first start meeting somebody, are red flags really red flags? Or is it just you getting to know the person? Should you continue dating them if you see a couple of red flags here and there and give them the chance to justify themselves? Or do you just instantly, oh, I see a red flag, boom, I'm out?
I don't know. I'm not in the dating world.
But you were. You were. And you always talked about like green light, red light.
Yeah. Red flags, green lights. Yeah.
So did you stop? So say when you found somebody, did you blow past that red flag like a downhill skier?
No.
You stopped instantly.
No.
Oh, you went past it.
Yeah, see. Like you. Like you, yeah. But no. And then it was really hard to recognize the green lights. It was really hard to, I mean, like, to go for something different than the red flags, you know, which are so important for you to, like, it's really, I think, leading you to knowing, you know, wrong, and you gotta listen to that. And it's so hard because you're so used to, you know, what you feel is, like, the yumminess for you, but your soul is like, this is the yumminess. So you got to get it right with what your green lights are.
Exactly. And like, I don't know, I kind of find myself now, you know, of course I'm in the dating world, to where I'm meeting somebody, everything is great. I'll see something as a red flag, I instantly run instead of giving them the chance to correct it.
Okay, well, how many red flags are you seeing?
I'm ditching at one.
At one? You know, that's probably, I don't know.
Because nowadays, it's hard. Everybody has the trauma and the red flags. But, you know, I was dating this wonderful guy. I know my animals suck. My animals really suck.
Oh, my God.
But did he, and I noticed a couple red flags, and then I instantly ditched out.
Yeah, I think that maybe it's on everything, but maybe if you're dating for a while, I feel like...
But you won't be dating a while if I ditch out on the red flags.
I know, but I'm just saying if you were dating somebody for...
Okay,
if you were dating somebody for like a couple of weeks or a month, how about a month? You know, a month. And then, like, I think I would give them the opportunity to, you know, maybe turn it around. You could have a conversation or the green lights, or be like, I'm going to really, really think on this. But you don't want to waste your time.
I know, absolutely. You don't want to waste your time. But how big does the red flag have to be? Can it be a little red flag, a little something that you're seeing that's kind of eh, and then you're like, oops, I'm out?
I think they have to be pretty big.
Pretty big.
Red flags, maybe. But for me, I even had little ones with the way they could have dressed. It was like, this
Oh, that's not a red flag. That's a freaking picky bitch.
This could be, like it's true. I think you're right on that. That could be, I mean, that is being picky. Yeah, but I had my stereotype of what I would typically go for, you know, and yeah, and I switched that around, and yeah.
Now you're completely happy with the love of your life.
Yeah. You know, and of course that there's problems, challenges through that.
Well,
and,
of course.
And you talk things through, like with, like John and I, we dated, and I didn't marry him till I think it was a year and a half or 2 years. No, 3 years. 3 years later after dating.
Wow.
That's pretty much how you know that you can work through something. Like, if there was something that I drew the line or he drew the line, we always, you know, rose to the top, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. We, you know, I don't know how you would say it, but rose
you conquered to the top. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You conquered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I still blame it on this whole internet dating, internet accessible. You know, it's so easy for two people to get together and be like, wow, I really like him. Wow, I really like her. But then something will go wrong. He'll say something bad or I'll say something bad. And instead of being like, hey, that hurt my feelings, instead of that, they think in their head, I can just pop right back online, instantly be dating something maybe even better than that.
Yeah.
It's, society has gotten just completely chaotic with the whole internet. It's just so accessible. Everything is accessible.
And I think all the women and men, my personal opinion, which is different than yours on this, that everybody's giving themselves up too much too quick.
Mm.
You know, before you're getting to know them. You know, and then that's what you have in common is could be like just sex. And then you find out, you know, he constantly doesn't have, you know, good hygiene or something like that. And you're like, oh, God.
Well, but you should know if he has good hygiene if you're already screwing him.
Maybe.
Yeah, but no, it's, when do you think is the proper waiting time for having sex? Everybody says it's like the third date.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's longer, and I think to be mysterious and still have that, you know, like, what do you call that? That tantra? Is that how you say it?
Tantra?
What do you say? How do you say
tantric,
it?
Tantric.
Tantra. Sorry, I am not, like, good with
all of that,
but it doesn't mean that I haven't done that. Like, that is all
exercises.
Good stuff. And I really think it's like that. Like, you're teasing, you're playing, and are you, and like the sexual tension is adding up, and God, I want her, God, I want him, and you know, you're building it up, and you're getting to know each other, and you're becoming like becoming beautiful, fun, freaking friends. Like, I think friends first, you know, and then that's just the way it worked for me, and you know, some other people that I've helped, and I just think it's like, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know, it might be ending up you're the one, or...
Right, I get that, but to me that's like kind of playing a game with, you know, seduction, and playing a game with your one.
I don't think it's playing a game, I think it's being you, and do you really want this? Like, do you want this, you know, or, and do you really want him, and the tension, the sexual tension... You know, it was really fun playing with John like that. You know, I had a blast doing it. I don't think it was playing a game, though, because I was really, I think, conservative, if that's a word, a proper thing, conservative with who I gave myself to. I wasn't giving myself to just, sometimes, though.
Right, but no, yeah, sometimes, same things with me. Sometimes, yes, but it's not like I'll go out on a date with you and sleep. I'm not sleeping around either. But I feel like if you were accessing the man's hunting side of his brain, and so you don't be accessible to him, you don't love on him and do nice things for him because you want him to chase you, I feel
like. Oh, no, I don't think that you're not doing loving things for him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I remember with John, you know, I gave him a cute little note with his favorite candy bar, you know, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you know. It was both. It was both. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to think, here's my thought, is I want, what are they doing to attract me? What are they doing? Us women, we're being aloof, we're being mysterious, we're making sure that we speak right, and we're being this mysterious person, and even though we want sex, we're not giving him sex because we want to keep him interested, and kind of tricking him, I feel, in a way. But now, what is he doing?
See, I think that's a different mindset. To it's catch... tricking him. I don't think it's tricking him. I think it's being the feminine divine in you, you know? And it's what not if... tricking. And I think it's like your it could be, it feels like luring with your feminine energetics.
You're what if luring. You want to have sex with them?
That's up to you if you feel like it. But for me, like, I wasn't ready yet. Mm,
you weren't ready. Okay. Mm-mm,
I wasn't ready yet. I was waiting. And then I, you know, because I was really concentrating on being friends first. And then, like, it was really fun.
Right, and I absolutely get that. I really do. But what I... When you're an older generation like I'm at, I want to hurry up, find my one, quit the bullshit, and live out the rest of my life in authentic, to the ethers, intimacy, love, and everything. I don't necessarily want to fuck around. You know what I mean? But... hard to find that. It's hard to find that. I know I'm attracted to, you know, certain people, certain things, but then I am a little bit gun-shy now with everything, with my dating crazy history that I have and what I've had to encounter with the dating online. I am a little gun-shy.
Yeah, and I also feel like there was this Wii game, and they would catch... fish. There were like little fish, and there was like these little fish, and there were minus 50. They like would piss you off. You're like fishing in this little game, and like ding, minus 50. They were so easy to catch, right? Mm-hmm. So easy to catch. Mm-hmm. And then you have another fish that's probably worth 50 points, and then you have like a bigger fish, and then you got this big fish, and you're putting the lure right in front of the freaking big fish, and it's like a 50-point fish, mm-hmm. and the lure's right in front of the fish, but you want that freaking big fish, you know? I look at us like we are the big fish, and especially with men and women, the difference, and call me old school, but we are the big fish. We're the big fish. You can go and catch that one. Might be easy. You already had sex with her. Everything's done. Blah, blah, blah. But here, you know, you're building something,
But is that even viable nowadays?
I think so.
With the internet, with how...
I think so. And I also really, truly, 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 truly believe this with all my heart. The law of attraction and what you think in your mind and you put on your mind, what you believe, you will receive. If you're going to think like... everybody doesn't like you, well, everybody's not going to like you. If you're going to think everybody likes you, then everybody's going to like you. I don't know if that's the great example there, but say if you want to manifest, or say you want to look at bears, all of a sudden you're interested in bears. Bears are going to pop up everywhere that you're looking at. You're right here. Doesn't matter. You could be in a store. There's a freaking bear. Bear. The law of attraction. Same thing. And then, but if you think there, I'm never going to see a bear. Like probably you're never going to see a bear. If you think a man's going to be, all these men are all horrible out there, I think that that's what you're going to find.
Oh, I'm not thinking that, Maryland. I'm not thinking about, I'm talking about experience on what I have found. I'm not saying that, oh, all I think is out there, men are this. No, I love men. Like what was it, Cher? I love men. I do. I would like to find somebody who has their shit together, that's sane, that is not sending me butthole pics or dick pics or, you know, complete druggy pothead. On and on and on and on. Now, I'm not saying every one of them are like that.
No.
But show me the good one.
Yeah. And I think that that's also like if you have what you want, what you're looking for in a man, then that law of attraction, that it is going to freaking happen. Whatever you want is going to happen. Kind of like if you are thinking you are in a, everything's, I can only say for myself, because when I was depressed, if you're thinking everybody's against you,
right?
You know, right. I'm not worthy, and believing, like, if somebody told you you're not worthy, and because it wasn't my husband that was telling me I wasn't worthy. It was right. A past relationship.
Right, right.
But if you have that, then you're going to start thinking that's what, you know, it's going to draw you to that. But if you start thinking, I am worthy, I am sexy, I am saying all these affirmations, you're going to pretty much start feeling better about yourself.
See, but I don't feel bad about myself.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
no. I wasn't saying that.
I'm sorry. Okay. No, it's okay. I get it. Yes, because I do. I am the prize. I am the goddess. Where is my king?
I think he's coming.
Where is my king without being an arrogant asshole? Where is my king who you know, doesn't have beautiful women calling them when I'm out on a date with them? Where is my king who is going to be like, oh my word, honey, you've had a really bad day. What can I do for you?
So put that down, that that's what you want. And
really, oh, I have. No, I have. And I think on it.
And then instead, like, so with your brain, right? How about this? With your brain, instead of thinking there's no men out there, because I've heard you say that.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, it's when I get discouraged, yes. Uh-huh. But
be like, he's coming. Like, okay, put that right. In your mind.
He's coming. That's a good thought change, because seriously, all I've been getting is, wow, you're exotic. Masturbation video saying your name. Or, wow, your eyes are so beautiful. Do you want to, you know, meet and da-da-da-da-da? Or, can I suck on your toes and lick your feet? And I swear, with me being on my feet all day, that one was tempting just to get a foot massage. It was like, maybe, bitch, maybe. Because I'm on my feet all day. But yes, I'm trying not to get discouraged. And I'm not getting discouraged, because I'm way higher than that.
Yeah.
But, oh, Lord, it's trying me.
Yeah.
It's trying.
I couldn't even imagine what I feel like I would, gosh, it'd be so hard. But I would not try so hard and just believe and trust that God's going to bring him to you.
So just, you know, yeah. And I'm not trying hard to find a guy. I'm trying hard to keep the hope alive.
Right.
And I do have I am gifted with having a lot of faith. And yeah. I know that some things are going to work. But it's definitely took its toll on me.
Yeah.
It has. Because then you think that you've found somebody and, you know, then...
So, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you want that perfect guy, if he comes for you...
There's nobody perfect, but somebody
who's... Okay, the one. If you want one that, you know, the one that... Those things that you were saying that cares for you and all those magical things that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if the universe is going to bring him to you in, you know, a year from now? Are you willing to wait for that, you know, or... 5 years from now, are you willing to wait?
I'm not settling for half-ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so good.
And I'm not settling for half-ass. Now, do I want to hear that it might be a year or 5 years? Hell no, I want them today. To, you know.
And yeah. I believe, and what I truly believe is that you're getting ready for the right one, and he's getting ready for the right one, because you are, you know, you don't have anybody in your life. You're going through those red flags, you know, and you are going for the green lights too, because you see the green, things and the green lights in them, and then, but truly believe and just know and tell yourself, and I'll help you too, is like, that God is bringing that right, and just lock it in. God is bringing that right person, I'm getting ready for him. He's getting ready for me. He may be looking at the moon right now, and I'm looking at the moon, and we're both it's going to come together. I know it's going to happen, and I know when it's going to happen, and it's going to be amazing. I'm getting chills right now talking about it, and whenever I get chills, for me, it's confirmation.
Mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I just want to manifest less dick pics, please. That would be great.
Okay, so if we go to the if we're asking God, right?
Remember God, I no told more you dick that? Pics, please!
No, you can't go there. You can't go there. Like, say if you're, okay, you're going into this, you know, warehouse, and you have a warehouse worker, you know, here in, and God, you know, is going, okay, you know, let me have my angels help you. And so, what do you want? So, Lisa, you're going in and you're saying, please, no more dick pics. And they're like, oh, the dick pic guys are over there. You're going in there. No, you have to ask for what you want. So, instead of saying, oh, please, God, no more dick pics, you know, the angels are going, okay, on aisle 45, Lisa, the dick pics are over there.
Right.
Where's your thought process?
Right.
So when you go in and you go and you start thinking about what you want, think about that and be like, okay, I don't want the angels to be like, the dick pics are on mm-hmm. aisle 45. Mm-hmm. You, Lisa is going in, I want somebody who is gonna, you know, care for me, and when I've had a hard day, he is there for me. He texts me, mm-hmm. all, you know, not like he doesn't wait until 9:30 at night. That, you know, he wants that. It's been all day that you've heard from him. You don't like that.
Who no, I need constant attention. Mm-hmm. And for the ladies out there, use these tools.
Yeah. So instead of going there and being like, I need, you know, go and ask God, mm-hmm. have God have the little angels and, mm-hmm. you know, the universe go and be like, okay, this is what I want, and I'm thinking, I want this. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go, okay, Lisa, we're getting that ready for you. That is on aisle over here. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go in there asking you want dick pics, kind of like going into Costco asking for TVs, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want TVs. And, you know, Costco right. person's going to be like, TVs are on aisle 45. No, mm-hmm. I said I don't want TVs. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't understand they don't want TVs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, ladies, keep your chin up. And I say I allow at least one red flag. In the beginning, maybe. That's what I've came to the conclusion for. And keep your chin up, girls. I am right here with you. And it's a hard struggle, but you have to keep your big heart open, your hope alive, and have a lot of faith that there is somebody decent out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's out there for you.
And if you have any questions, comments, you want us to talk about a topic, please feel free to email us at nakedandferal@gmail.com. And if you guys want to, you keep liking and following our Naked and Feral page. You've been doing such a great job. But if you want to add your name into the drawing a second time, go ahead and share a post or the Naked and Feral page, and we will add your name in a second
yeah,
time.
Yeah, for the drawing. And they get what for the drawing?
They get a whole basket full of Naked and Feral goodies.
Yeah.
Goddess baths, jewelry, candles,
the
all of that.
The jewelry has crystals on them.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely
amazing.
So
we can't
amazing.
Wait. So, and the drawing will happen when?
The drawing will happen when we hit our first 100 followers.
Yeah.
And
on social media.
On social media. So keep up the good work. We are rocketing.
We are so rocketing.
I
like,
know.
Oh my gosh, we're doubling our listening in like 1 week.
I know. So excited. So, all right. We love
you,
Naked and Feral fans.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please share. And we love you. And thank you for listening. We're hearing all good things that you guys are loving us. And we love you, too. Let's continue to go out there and be sexy.
Goddesses.
Yeah. Sexy goddesses. Mm-hmm. Sex on legs. Love you guys.
Love you.